It's Sunday, October 14th. I've got 5 days before I hit the road, and I am very, very busy in the recording studio. Let's play the theme music.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast, and since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present proudly... Steve Goody.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you happen to listen to this stuff. That'd be great. And bear in mind, I play lots of songs on this podcast, but they're all original songs because some organizations don't like it when you play parodies. They might knock you right off of their podcast playlist. So we won't be playing any parodies due to copyright issues, but I got lots of original songs. If you'd like to hear some parodies, hey, why not stop on by at stevegoody.com. It's late in the afternoon. I just finished two recording sessions that kept me very, very busy. I don't know if everybody knows this. I run a recording studio and I play a lot of instruments and people like it when I rock out, apparently, because it was fun rocking out today. So now I gotta tidy up everything and get over to the Bluebird, where I am the MC on Sundays, and today is Sunday. And tonight is staff night at the Bluebird. That means everybody who's performing tonight is an employee of the Bluebird, either past or present. So this will be exciting. And now I'm in my car getting ready to go to the Bluebird Cafe. I'm going to put it in reverse. This is a 2012 Toyota Prius V. And when you put it in reverse, it goes beep, beep, beep. But only on the inside of the car. It doesn't warn anybody outside the car that you might be backing up. It just lets you know that you're in reverse in case you didn't know that you're in reverse. Thanks, Toyota. Due to copyright infringement issues, I can't let you hear anything that I'm listening to, but, oh man, Wilson Pickett, Marvin Gaye, and of course, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Whew, this is a good ride. And I just got out of the Bluebird Cafe, and it was a really, really special night tonight. I am really very honored and happy that I get to be the MC on Sundays. I've been doing this job since 2007, so that's 11 years now. Tonight was particularly awesome because it was staff night. Everybody who performed tonight is a, or was a, employee of the Bluebird, and of course that includes me, so I get to do a couple songs. And our featured writer was Tony Arata, who, if you don't know, he's just an amazing songwriter. Wrote many, many hits for Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood and many others, and one of the nicest, sweetest guys you could just ever possibly imagine. And some of the staff got together and put together an arrangement of one of his songs, which was performed just before he got on stage, and that was really just tremendous. And then we all sat around afterward talking about how wonderful everybody is. People said nice things about me, that they're really glad I'm part of the show there. Oh, and I did a really old song of mine, which I think I'll play next on this here podcast. I hadn't performed it in many years, but I did it. It's called Loving Her is Like Playing at the Bluebird Cafe. It's about being really, really nervous. So that was nice. And then I got out in my car, and I turned on the XM Sirius satellite radio, which I'm pleased to have. And I happen to flip through some channels, and I every now and then check in on the kids' channel because they have been known to play my songs. And lo and behold, I got there just in the middle of Harry's Wand, a song that I wrote back in 2003, and XM Kids, I think it was, yeah, it was before it was Sirius, it was XM. They picked it up, and it's my biggest hit of all things. It's a parody of Stacy's Mom, which you might remember from the early 2000s, and it's about Harry Potter, and they still play this song. And at the time, in 2003, it was number one on the kids' charts for 13 weeks. So it's been a pretty awesome night, I must say. Very, very happy and lucky guy. And now I'm going to go home and do a whole bunch of stuff and go to bed and get up and do more stuff. Because as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, I'm about to hit the road on Thursday for another big tour of Comedy House concerts for the next 6 weeks. Wow. Okay. Here comes the big song I just mentioned. Let's hear a little bit of Loving Her's Like Playing at the Bluebird Cafe.
Well, I finally met the girl of my dreams. She's so lovely, but around her I'm a moron, it seems. My mind freezes up when she's looking my way. And is all I can say. See, I get nervous and I get anxious, I get the jitters, and what's more, this feeling is a feeling I felt once before. There's just one place where I go to pieces this way, and that's on the stage at the Bluebird Cafe. When she is nearby, I'm suddenly on stage with everyone staring. I'm a bear in a cage. I forget all those clever things I meant to say, 'cause loving her is like playing at the Bluebird Cafe. I panic, I get manic, I stutter and I shake. I forget my own name and I hear my voice break. I palpitate, I perspirate, and I lose my toupee, just like open mic at the Bluebird Cafe. When she is nearby, I'm suddenly on stage. My tongue gets all tied up, it will not disengage. The lights are so bright, my brain's a souffle, 'cause loving her's like playing at the Bluebird Cafe. And I hope for a smile and her kind endorsement, but after 3 minutes she calls law enforcement. There's millions just like me all waiting their turn. Why should she choose me when she's got Dan Byrne? She's got Skyler, she's got Knobloch. For a buck she gets Schlitz, and golly, there's Dolly with her great big hits. When she is nearby, I'm suddenly on stage. I bravely step up, she says thanks, now go away. I forget every rhyme and each brilliant cliche, 'cause loving her is like playing at the Bluebird Cafe. And I forgot the 3 chords that I practiced all day, 'cause loving her is like playing at the Bluebird Cafe.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is halfway over. That's right. We've had half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, which means that half of the podcast is over. But stay tuned, because the second half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast is coming up now.
So now I'm back in the studio. It's very late Sunday night, and I'm just finishing up this podcast, and I got to get to sleep because I got a huge day tomorrow. Tomorrow, I've got a recording session, and then not one, not two, but 4 gigs. That's right. I'll be performing on 4 different stages on Monday, October 15th. I believe this may be a record for me. The second one is going to be at the Bluebird Cafe Songwriters Open Mic. The third one will be at Bobby's Idle Hour Comedians Open Mic. The fourth one will be at the Third Coast Comedy Club in Nashville, also Comedians Open Mic. But the first one is the one that is, wow, I'm actually going to be performing, and I'm not kidding around about this, at an Alzheimer's facility. And I volunteered for it because I got a friend who's activities director at this facility, and we're just chatting with her, and I think, give it a shot. What better way to find out what I've got than to do this for these folks? Obviously, I will not be making fun of them, but I will be learning from this experience quite a bit. This could be the worst gig ever, or it could be amazing if I make some sort of connection. We'll just see. And I asked my friend Natalie, should I just, bring a guitar and sing a few songs, or should I bring the whole setup, the video stuff, the sound system, the lights? She said, oh, bring it all. They love it when it's a big show. So here we go. The car is loaded up. I will be doing my recording session at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then heading off to Franklin, Tennessee. This should be interesting. Okay, kids, the second song that I played at the Bluebird tonight is an old one by me and my buddy Jacob. We used to be the 2 Jew Review. So here's Extra.
I extra in the movie of my life. I did not get a speaking role. I auditioned in the valley after waiting 6 hours. I'm an extra, 'cause they say I am. I don't need the bright lights, 'cause I have a donut. I slept with the director, I slept with the AD, I slept with the key grip and the makeup lady. Well, I wanted to, but she smacked me.
Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening. Bye!